Again, a short 10 minutes here. So take a look. We look at the Mishnah Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and the Mishnah here cites what looks like two positions. The Mishnah opens up Habone Kama Yibone Vihe Chayev Habone Kol Shuv Amesates VaMakav Patish. So the Reish of the Mishnah says that there's something called Makav Patish. Rashi explains what is Makav Patish. When you blow, you knock the rock off of the mountain. That's the Gemar Malacha. Tosis here has a different shot. When you're building a kli, v'nira l'ri, makapatish is makosh acharon shemakash al hakli, the last thing that you do. And then the Mishnah continues and says, v'rav shimbe gamliel omer af hamake bekurnis al hasadon. When you take a hammer and you smash the anvil, b'shas melacha, chai b'neshuk metakein melacha. So you're chai because you are metakein Malacha. That's a funny lesson. What does that mean? Kemitakein malacha. Funny lesson. Funny lesson. What does Rashi say? Shehu b'neishu kemitakein malacha. Now Rashi writes like this. Afal pi she'eno maka al ha'pu'ula ela al hasadin. What is Rashi saying? You're not being maka al ha'pu'ula. Meaning the malacha is not for maka al ha'pu'ula. What is the pu'ula? The pool is the object, is the kli. That's not what you're chayiv for. You're chayiv according to Shimon Leal from Maka al Hasada, not on the pu'ula. And the Gemara is going to explain my matakin, what exactly is your tikkun. Okay, so you have what looks like in the Mishnah, a Tanakama says something called Maka Patish, and the Rashi Shimon Leal adds that you are Maka Bekurnis al Hasada on the anvil, not on the pu'ula, Bishas Malacha. And that's something that the Tanakama does not say. Now we flip to our Gemara on Daf Kuv Beis Amud Beis with a finger still held on the Gemara. I'm sorry, we flip to our Gemara on Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Leil, Omer Hamaka B'Kodes Al Sadin, My Ka'ovid. What's the Gemara asking over here? My Ka'ovid. Meaning what? What's the Gemara asking? Why should he be chayv? After all, what's he doing? What's the real thing that he's building? The pa'ula. What's this hakah? On the hammer, on the anvil. What exactly? My ka'ovid. Like, what malach is there? What's he doing? So the Gemara says an amazing chiddush, which is going to be rejected. It's such a kid, it's going to be rejected, but we'll see if it's really rejected. Rab Rav Yosi Damitavad Nishma Aminis Yadov. He's practicing. He's practicing. Anyone, any good, solid baseball player knows that what do you do before you get out to the plate? You're in the on-deck circle. What are you doing in the on-deck circle? You're taking some practice swings. Then you get up to the plate. You don't know what I'm talking about. But when you get up to the plate, then what do you do while the pitcher's before the pitcher gets pitches? What are you doing? You're taking some swings. Golfer, before you putt, what do? A couple of practice swings. My high. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what he's doing. When you're going ahead and hammering the hammer, you're about to hammer on the clay. But before, sometimes it needs a strong blow. Sometimes it needs a weaker blow. So what do you do first? You do warm-ups. You warm up. You do some, There's a thing they call it. When you're doing it in the air, not on the, for real. You're doing it in the air, not for, anyway, you do whatever. You're doing warm-ups. And before you go ahead and do the actual blow. And the Gemara is saying something incredible. So that's Makav Patish. The warm-ups. Huh? That's such an astounding Havamina. That A, the Gemara is going to reject it, but I'm asking the question, what's the Havamina? How could the Gemara think that a practice blow is Makav Patish? What is that all about? The Gemara says, if this is really true, then when I go on a Shabbos walk and I watch builders building a house and I see, wow, I didn't realize that's where you put the nail and that's how you hold the hammer and that's how you do it? Good to know. Tomorrow when I do it, I'm going to do it just like that. So the Gemara says, you're going to be chayav for Meleches Bona? Because you watched and you learned how to do it. You did some practicing. You watched some of that. So the Gemara says, if that's true, you're going to be chayav for watching Elamer Abai, the Rav Darmitz Abai, Shekem Radide Tase Mishkan Osen King. The people that built the Mishkan, when they would plate the crushim, it would be gold plated, so they would hammer away, and this is what they would do. And Rashi explains, this is what they would do. Makin Gimel Alatas, they would tap three hammer blows on the metal, and then Achas Al Hasadan, and one on the anvil, for what purpose? To smooth out the hammerhead. Because if the hammerhead now has jagged edges, what's going to happen to your plating? It's going to break. So you want to make sure your hammer is smooth so that you don't break the plating. Okay? And Rashi says, I've seen modern-day minters, people who mint money, who do that with the coins. That's exactly what they do. Tanya Nami Hachi. Rashba Gomer, Af HaMak, the Kudus HaMasada, B'Shaz Malach, Chai Shkim Rade Taz, B'Shkan Oysen Kim. Suppose if I had to ask you, what is, according to Rashi Gamliel, the Maka B'Patish? What is the Malacha that you're doing? What is the heft? What are you chayef for? Yes. So it sounds like, and one could get the impression, I don't think it's correct, but I think it sounds like the Makabe Patish is not a tikkun of the tas, but rather a tikkun of the hammer. And it's the hammer that you're fixing, not the tas. What?
I didn't say that.
Oh, that action that he's doing. I'm saying that. I'm saying that maybe the Gemar Malacha is not on the tas, the metal plate, but rather on the hammer. You're fixing the hammer. The hammer is now not usable, which would be a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And I don't think it's correct, but it sounds like that might be what's being said over here. Okay, so this is the lay of the land. This is the lay of the land. I just want to raise one issue, and then we'll stop. And that is the fact. I asked you to take a look at Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel. And Rashi and Ayin Gimel, in his description of Make Bepatish, Ayin Gimel and Aleph, says as follows. Make Bepatish, Hu Gmar Kol Malacha. It's the Gmar Malacha. Shekein Uman, craftsman, Make Bekurnis Al Hasadon Lahachliko. They hit the hammer on the anvil to smooth out the anvil, the hammer. Gmar Malacha, Umasis Anami Lamachai Al Gmar Malacha. Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel is the mission that describes what? All of the malacha. So you want to know what the malacha is? This is it. And what is Rashi quoting? He's quoting Rashi Shimon Gamliel. And that's weird. Rashi Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakam. The Reisha says Maka Patish, whatever that is, Rashi Tosis. Rashi Shimon Gamliel says not only that, but also the
anvil.
And Rashi, describing Maka Patish, quotes the anvil case. Unusual that he'd be quoting Rashi Shimon Gamliel against Tanakam. The Ran asks this question, and the Ran answers and says, nah, that's not the pshat in Makabe Patish. Makabe Patish, he quotes the view of Rabbeinu Chananel. And Makabe Patish means that if you have, let's say, a kli that you just created, but the kli has some rough edges, so what do you do to fix the rough edges of the kli? You give it a whack. And that smooths out the rough edges. That's your Gemar Malacha. That's what the Tanakam is referring to. That's Makabe Patish. You have a house, and you have some bricks that are a little unlined. They're not aligned properly. So what do? You take a hammer and give it a whack so they are lined up. That's Makabe Patish. So our question is, why is Rashi picking on Rav Shimon Gamliel? We'll start with this tomorrow, but I'm just going to give you the answer right now. But we'll start with it tomorrow. The answer is, just look at the words. You see how the Rishonim, we are such superficial learners. And when I say we, I mean me. Look at the language of the Mishnah. Andaf Kuf Beis Mabeis. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Hamaka Bekurnis Al Hasadon. What's the next two words? Bishas Malacha. What does Bishas Malacha mean? In the middle of the Malach. If you go to the Ran, just want to sensitize you to things that I'm not sensitive to, but the Rishonim are. If you look at the Ran, The Ran is writing on which Rishon? Which Rishon is the Ran writing on? It's writing on the Rif. So look at the Rif. The Rif says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Av Hamaka Bekurnis Al Hasadon Bishas. Adds one word. Bishas Gemar Malach. Gemar Malach. What did our Girsa say? What does Rashi's Girsa say? Bishas Malach. What is the Ran's Girsa? Bishas Gemar Malach. I'm not going to tell you the answer, but I am going to tell you that one word makes all the difference in the world. It's because Rashi learned, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, not Bishas. He's saying Bishas. Now, go, don't open, don't close. Don't close. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Bishas Malacha. What did the Rif say? Bishas Gemar Malacha. Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel says, Makabe Patish Hu. Gmar ka malacha, shekin umen macha bekunis al sadan achliko be gmar malacha. What was what Shimon Gamliel's chiddush? That you're chai from macha patish even when be shas malacha. What does Rashi say when you're macha patish be gmar malacha? Rashi understands the chiddush of Rav Gamliel is you're chai for this activity, whatever it might be, even in the middle. What does Tanakhama say? You're chayiv for this activity when? At the end, not in the middle. What's Rashi quoting? You're only chayiv at the end. Is that Rav Shimon Gamliel or is that Tanakhama? That's Tanakhama. One word. Sensitive reading. Rashi quotes Rav Shimon Gamliel as Shas Malacha. But over here, when he describes Makapatesh, he emphasizes what? Gemar Malacha, guess who would agree to that? That's for sure Tanakhama will agree to. The Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel, which has to be discussed tomorrow, is even Bishas Malacha. You're going to be chai for Makapatish. Rabosai, 4 minutes. Hustle.